Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here. And so great to be here another week. And I hope everybody's enjoying their weather this time of year. Just such awesome weather is coming in. Today, we have a wonderful show going on. We're going to be talking about reverse mortgages, reverse purchases. Those of you who listen to us constantly know the first half is typically about real estate. The second half is about self-help, community issues, changes. What we're doing today is we're going to talk the entire time because this ties everything in. It ties in the self-help, it ties in knowledge, education, and helping people with real estate, their real estate assets, and controlling and bringing in their money. I am privileged today. We have a wonderful guest who's going to be filling us in on lots of information about this. Reverse mortgages, reverse purchases. If you're nearing 62 years old, you definitely want to hear this. And Stephen Sless, co-founder, managing partner with Bayshore Mortgage Funding, reverse mortgage division. He's going to take us through the steps of a reverse mortgage and reverse purchase without having to make mortgage payments. Mr. Sless is actively involved in the business as well as public speaking to educate homeowners 62 and above about reverse mortgages and reverse purchases. His knowledge spans over 12 years in the industry, starting out working in the traditional mortgage business as a loan officer, then managing loan officers, then branching out into reverse mortgages, reverse purchases, as he saw a huge need for people to make their money work for them. Now, more than ever, with pensions going away and many gone, unfortunately, Stephen says this is a life-altering event, taking away the daily stress. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Stephen Sless. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Just wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, this is going to be an exciting show. As you could hear, we typically do one half real estate and the other half community issues and environment issues, personal issues in the home, and I can't think of anything better to go ahead and spend the whole hour on than what you're doing, reverse mortgages and reverse purchases. With the downturn that we had in 2008 and so many changes, I mean, people lost what? Some of them lost all of their monies, most lost 45-50%. I think a lot of people were afraid to keep their monies in their stocks and stuff. And I heard, you know, some people weathered the storm if they did and some didn't. I've never seen a time where pensions just seemed to be going away. And so this was just a wonderful way to protect themselves. And I'm just so looking forward to going over it with you today. So, I wanted to. Your background is really. You really started off in the mortgages years ago, right? And then came over to reverse mortgages. And we talked briefly about this the other day. I was real impressed with you. Basically, decided to go this route because it's such a life-altering event and a way to really, really help people. So, tell us a little bit about your history and what got you into this, and we'll go from there.
Sure, absolutely, Natalie. I mean, I started out in the mortgage business in the early 2000s. You know, values at the time were soaring. It was in the middle of the big mortgage boom. And, you know, business was great. We were able to help a lot of clients at the company that I was previously employed with. And towards the, you know, the mid to late 2000s, where there was the downtick in the economy, You know, we had to make a decision. We reverse mortgages were out there. They've been around since the 80s. However, nobody has really looked at them as a financial plan before. Reverse mortgages were always looked more as a loan of last resort. And in the late 2000s, myself and my partners, who I've been actually working with now for over a decade, we decided to make a move towards reverse mortgages. And one of the main reasons is, you know, like you were discussing and like you and I discussed the other day, a reverse mortgage is a life-altering event. You know, it's a loan dedicated to help seniors achieve peace of mind and financial security throughout their retirement. And, you know, what I do now and what my company does here now at Bayshore Reverse is we exclusively handle reverse mortgages. I have not originated a traditional mortgage in almost 8 years now. It's a fantastic program. We are very, very passionate. My clients who I've worked with diligently over the years are just as passionate, and a lot of people don't realize the power of what the reverse mortgage program can offer them, what the power of having this financial security and the ability to just rest easier at night and go to sleep every night with additional peace of mind. You know, that's what drives me to come to work every day and help the clients that we work with, and that's what drives us to be on the forefront of education when it comes to the reverse mortgage program, to make it aware, make everybody aware that this is a very powerful financial planning tool.
And, you know, the baby boomer generation, of course, keeps retiring, and many, many more coming out into retirement or going into retirement, and years above, the further, you know, prior generations. Years ago, there was a stigma about reverse mortgages. Why? And now it's such a different thing. So I think you getting out there educating is so important, because I'm sure many people that remember the old days may have had been afraid of it or heard bad news, so they may not even open their ears or just even be open to what it is. So tell us, what was the stigma about years ago, and how has this changed?
I think, Natalie, the main thing is education. You know, I think we in the industry need to do a much better job of educating financial planners and the public. You know, reverse mortgages have had a stereotype over the years of being a mortgage of last resort, and that certainly could be the case. You know, it does help homeowners and clients of ours that do need to use the reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort if they have gotten to the point where they run out of money in their retirement. However, the reverse mortgage can really be used for long-term planning. And what we try to do is we're trying to educate not only homeowners that are 62 and that are getting ready to turn 62, but we're also trying to diligently educate the financial planning community and make them aware of the various ways that a reverse mortgage can be customized, because there's not just one way to do it. There's many different ways to customize the reverse mortgage to fit into a client or potential client's financial plan for their future. And so
I was just wondering with the stigma way back, and it's not now, if a lot of that has to do with government regulations, or if it's because the interest rates are so low now compared to, you know, if somebody tried to do this in 1980. I actually don't know how long they've been around over, you know, I've been in the real estate brokerage business for years, and we do regular loans or deal with people with regular loans, which this is wonderful. So I'm just wondering if part of the stigma was when you said it's education, so people just don't know what they don't know. And way back, it was probably the rates were a lot higher, maybe the rules weren't as tight, and people could have been taken advantage of. Is that possible? I'm just trying to, because it's what I've seen now, this is just like a no-brainer. This is just such a fantastic program. Today's day and age.
Well, in the early 80s, reverse mortgages first came out, and it wasn't until the mid to late 80s where the Reagan administration actually took a look at reverse mortgages, and they said, okay, let's backtrack here for a second. This is a loan that's being provided for seniors who should be and are a protected class. This is involving their largest investment, their home. So time out here. Let's take a look at this reverse mortgage program. And what the Reagan administration did was they took over the reverse mortgage program, and they said, okay, we're going to regulate it. We're now going to regulate it. We're now going to set the fees, and we are going to be in charge of this reverse mortgage program. And over the years, the government, every year, you know, the government makes changes to the reverse mortgage program to better the reverse mortgage program, to make it more of a financial planning tool. And I know further in our conversation, we're going to touch on some of the recent changes that have been made to the reverse mortgage program. But some of the changes that were made have been lower cost. You know, when the reverse mortgage first came out, it was a high-cost loan. We also will get in later on in the conversation. We're going to dig a little deeper into exactly what the costs are in the reverse mortgage, and I can give you
Great.
A little bit of a breakdown of, you know, on a regular reverse mortgage. You know, we'll run some numbers, and I'll tell you what the closing costs are. But you know, one of the changes that the government made was that lower fees on the reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
They've also looked at it and figured out ways to make it a safer program. And what they've also done was, up until recently, a few years back, the reverse mortgage, whatever money you qualified for, you could take all that money in one lump sum. And what was happening was homeowners were taking the money in a lump sum. They, you know, they had bills to pay and they had things to do with the money, and they were using all the money from the reverse mortgage, and then they ran out and they were left with nothing.
Wow.
So one of the things that the government did was they said, okay, we're no longer going to release all the money in one lump sum. So now what they do is they release 60% of the homeowner's available funds at closing if they choose to take it, and then another 40% goes into a line of credit. And the line of credit is actually a growing line of credit. And we're jumping a little bit ahead of ourselves. We'll touch on that
a little bit
later in the call. But I think, you know, overall, you know, the fees have come down over the years, and education has really taken over. You know, we've really tried to do our best to educate. And within the reverse mortgage community, I know many of my colleagues have done the same, and that we've really tried to spread the word that reverse mortgages are a true financial planning tool. Then it's just up to the loan originator to work with their client to figure out their client's goals, their wants, and their needs, and then customize a plan to achieve those goals using the funds available from the equity in the client's home.
I'm so impressed with it now. It just seems like a no-brainer, especially with so many people having no pensions anymore, and the young guys coming up, you know, eventually you're going to be 62 as well, and
sure,
more and more companies aren't offering pensions even from the get-go. You know, it's not just the ones that lost the pensions. It's going to be
absolutely.
So who regulates this? Is this, which is it, FHA or is it
FHA and HUD, Department of Housing,
okay,
and Urban Development? They are the regulators of the reverse mortgage. They set the industry standards. They set the fees on a lot of these reverse mortgages, and they govern the program as well. FHA also insures every reverse mortgage that is originated in the United States.
That's fantastic. So, you had mentioned there's been some recent changes. Like, tell us a little bit about when that came about, or what's happening, and how that's affecting the reverse mortgage. Now, we're talking about reverse mortgages, and we're going to dig into reverse purchases later. But I have a question: when it's the reverse mortgage or the reverse purchase, are the same rules applying either way? Pretty much.
The same. Correct. The same rules apply, whether it's a purchase or whether it's a reverse mortgage to pay off an existing mortgage, or whether they're doing a reverse mortgage to just be able to fund their retirement easier.
Wow, this is like, so I think, I mean, it almost seems like all financial planners should have this in their, you know, bag of goodies, right? This should actually be offered to everybody, right?
Really. Well, I'll tell you what, there was a recent Harris poll done, okay, and it was done for the Institute of CPAs. And it was said in this poll that what they did was they went around the country and they polled certified financial planners and CPAs. And what a lot of these financial planners are now starting to realize is that it can be, the reverse mortgage can absolutely be used as a financial planning tool. They also polled these financial planners and CPAs, and they asked them, you know, what do your clients look at a successful retirement being? And a successful retirement, from what these CPAs and financial planners and their clients are telling them, is a comfortable retirement. A financially comfortable retirement is the biggest sign of success. It's not owning a large home. It's not, you know, driving a fancy automobile. It's being able to live comfortably in retirement.
And you know, to have, like you said before, to have take away that stress, right? And trying to worry about how you're going to have money every month is not taking away stress, you know.
Well, it's all about that, peace of mind,
right.
You know. And
yeah.
peace of mind is different for everybody. And that's what, you know, what I do myself and my partner Ian here at Bayshore. We hold a lot of reverse mortgage seminars. They're educational seminars where we go around the Mid-Atlantic and we hold these educational events and we talk about peace of mind and what peace of mind means to each person that attends the seminar. And most people have a different answer as to what brings them peace of mind. And what we try to do is we try to find out what brings them peace of mind, and then we show them how they can use the reverse mortgage to incorporate that into their retirement plan to help them achieve that peace of mind.
That is fantastic. Hey, Stephen, I want to go ahead. We have a lot of people that also listen archive, and they'll download this at a later time. So I want to also go ahead and have you give your contact information a few times through the show.
Absolutely.
If you go ahead and let us.
Sure. So, okay. my company's name is Bayshore Mortgage Funding, and we are in Baltimore, Maryland, right in northern Baltimore County. Our phone number here is 443-901-7680. We can also be found at BayshoreReverse.com. It's BayshoreReverse.com, and our website is completely interactive, so feel free to leave comments on today's show and on the content you find on the website. We also have educational videos. We record all of our seminars, our live seminars that we hold up and down the East Coast. So you'll find the videos to our seminars on there. And a lot of interactive material that you can go through and learn about the reverse mortgage and then interact with us as well. We would love your feedback.
Wow, that's fantastic. And then you're also, so you're Mid-Atlantic. What states pretty much you or you, areas can you cover?
We are licensed in Maryland, Delaware, Washington, D.C., Virginia, South Carolina. We are also licensed in New Jersey, soon to be licensed in Texas and California, and then we're going to go right up the West Coast. Oregon,
fantastic.
Washington State are next. So we will be, by the end of this year, we will be in between 15 to 20 states.
That's fantastic. Awesome. This is just great. So the
and Florida
okay,
too.
So
sorry,
what,
can't forget Florida. Florida's a big reverse mortgage.
Oh, Florida!
State.
Oh my gosh, that's a retiree state. Can't forget Florida.
Can't forget Florida.
Definitely can't forget Florida. So a reverse mortgage. Okay, so basically, tell us how that works. So for somebody that has their home and they want to do a reverse mortgage right now, just give us an example of not the numbers, but what they're going to have to do first to be able to do. Oh, I'm backing up. You know what? I'm ahead of myself a little bit. I was asking you about the changes that came through with the new rules, the changes that came through, what they just changed recently for reverse mortgages and purchases.
Sure. So to tell you about the changes, I think first we should mention what the reverse mortgage is briefly. So the reverse mortgage is a way to provide liquidity from the home, which otherwise is not a liquid asset. So it's taking a portion of the equity that's tied up in your home that's not available to you, and it's allowing you to then convert that equity into tax-free income. If you have a mortgage on your home, the first thing that would be done with the reverse mortgage would be to pay off your existing mortgage. So many clients of ours use the reverse mortgage to eliminate their existing mortgage payment, to pay off
okay.
their existing mortgage, and then to use any money left to fund their retirement. And we'll mention the different ways later on in the call how to fund your retirement and how to receive that money through the reverse mortgage. About the changes. So up until April 27th, this is a very recent change. So up until April 27th, credit and income
2015, okay, go ahead.
2015, yeah. Yep, this past April 27th. Credit and income were not requirements for a reverse mortgage. The requirements were you need to own your home, at least 62 years of age or older, and the house needs to be your primary residence, and you also need to have enough equity to qualify. And that rough number, you need about 50% equity. You know, if you're a little bit older, you're going to need a little bit less equity. But the rough number is about 50% equity in the home in order to qualify. on April 27th, and we mentioned the changes before, how the government looks at the reverse mortgage every year and looks for ways to make it safer. Mm-hmm. The biggest change to date was made to the reverse mortgage program. And the federal government decided to make applying for a reverse mortgage more like qualifying for a traditional mortgage. So again, prior to the change, no income verification was required, no credit verification was required. The federal government has implemented what they call, and what we call in the industry, the financial assessment. Okay, and what that means is would-be borrowers would now have to prove that they have paid their real estate taxes, their homeowners association fees, and other property-related charges for at least the past 24 months. Okay, and then additionally, they also need to produce documentation such as tax returns and pay stubs if they're still working, bank statements, and just a detail of their financial assets. Okay, and then what we do in the industry as loan originators is we do a what's called a residual income test. And that is an analysis that examines their monthly expenses and their monthly cash flow. And the reason behind this change is because it is to make sure that homeowners have enough money and have the willingness to pay their homeowners insurance and their property taxes during the course of time that they have their reverse mortgage. In the past, one of the issues with reverse mortgage clients is that they were defaulting on their homeowners insurance and their property taxes, and that could cause a huge problem because even though the FHA guarantees that you can never lose your reverse mortgage as long as you're alive and occupying the house as your primary residence, they don't guarantee that your house will not be taken from you if you don't pay your taxes.
Sure.
So that is why this is being looked at now, and it's a change to make the program safer. You know, we certainly don't want people taking a reverse mortgage and then losing their home because of the inability to cover the basic expenses such as their property tax and home insurance. So what we do is we look at their income, we look at their credit history and their credit worthiness, and if it's determined that there's a shortfall, if it's determined that there isn't enough residual income at the end of the month after their basic expenses are paid to cover the taxes and the insurance, then the lender at that point might require what's called a lifetime expectancy set aside, where we will funnel a portion of the loan proceeds into a separate account, and that would ensure funding is available for future tax and insurance obligations.
Are they able to use that directly, or they have to go through you guys, or?
Well, if they set aside will be required for the taxes and the insurance, that money, when they close on the reverse mortgage, that money will be put into a separate account, almost like an escrow account. And then that money will be available when their taxes and their insurance come due. It will not be money that they have access to other than to use the money for the homeowner's insurance and the property tax.
Do they actually get it and pay it themselves, or do you pay it, or not you, but the lender?
It will be put into an escrow account and sent to them when that money is due.
Okay, so they have to pay it themselves.
It's not like the traditional where
the lender can go ahead and send it and put in the escrow
account, or
put it into, because you're not having payments like principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, right? So that's why.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
That makes sense. What about if they? I mean, so right now with the changes, if someone say on Social Security. And they bring in $1,800 a month with Social Security, and they don't have any debt, would they qualify? I mean, I'm wondering off the ratios, and not to get off subject, but the ratios with a standard mortgage loan, are they going to be similar or a lot less? It's going to be a lot easier or a lot higher, I mean, to make it them be able to qualify?
Well, the changes are pretty new, so we don't have any hard data as to how many, you know, what percentage of homeowners might or might not qualify now with the new guidelines. From our experience, though, it really hasn't made a huge impact, and the change was only made on the 27th, so we're only a few weeks into the change. Most people who would have qualified for a reverse mortgage in the past will still qualify for a reverse mortgage now. The difference will be there just might be a little bit less money available if we determine that a set-aside should be put in place to make sure that there's going to be money available for homeowners insurance and property taxes in the future. Now, that being said, there are homeowners that would have qualified prior to the 27th that do not qualify now. that was a concern for us in the industry, and you know, I'm sure it was a concern for the government when they were looking at making this change. But that's kind of the point on the change. You know, borrowers with shaky financial situations and that might not have the financial wherewithal to cover their homeowners insurance and property tax, you know, the reverse mortgage might only be a short-term fix. So in that case, we don't want the reverse mortgage to just be a short-term fix. We want to find long-term financial solutions for our clients.
Right, exactly.
The homeowners that don't qualify now, you know, maybe they should, you know, consult with a financial expert to determine whether, you know, they should be able, whether they should stay in the home or whether it might be more of a benefit for them to, you know, downsize and move into a house that is, you know, that has a lesser tax obligation, you know, so they can afford this every month.
So then that takes you into a reverse purchase, right? If somebody's going to go ahead and do a reverse purchase.
A reverse purchase is a fantastic tool to be able to do a lot of things. You can downsize, and we're going to get into what a reverse purchase is and how that works. Basically, a reverse purchase is a way for seniors to buy a home and take out a reverse mortgage all at the same time, instead of having to purchase a home and then do a reverse mortgage on that home. In 2008, Congress authorized what's called a HECM for purchase. And just for anybody not in the industry, HECM, ECM, that stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. And that's kind of the industry lingo for a reverse mortgage. And the program can be used to purchase a home. And the way that it works is you're basically coming up with the amount of money that it would take to qualify for a reverse mortgage. So most reverse mortgages require about 50% equity. Okay, so perfect example is just to give you an example of a client that I recently helped out. They were Maryland residents. They decided that their home here in Maryland was just too much house for them. It was a 4-bedroom. It was, you know, 4,000 square feet. It was a pretty good size house. And, you know, their children had since moved out. They did not have a need for a home of that size. So they decided, you know what, enough with this cold weather here in Maryland and the snow and the 20-degree or below temperatures in the dead of winter. We're off to Florida. So they contacted a real estate agent in Florida. They found a beautiful home down there, which was just a smaller and more manageable home for them. They sold their house in Maryland. They were lucky enough to profit a couple $100,000 on the home in Maryland. The house that they purchased in Florida was a $200,000 house. Okay, they put down $100,000 to be able to do a reverse mortgage on the home down there. And then the rest of the money, the additional $100,000, is covered through the reverse mortgage. So in essence, they paid $100,000 to purchase a $200,000 home. They will never in their lifetime have to make a mortgage payment on that house. Their only obligations are the homeowner's insurance and the property taxes and their HOA fees. And that is it.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I can't wait. We want to go through in a little bit the numbers to see how that works, because I'm just wondering roughly, if somebody, say, bought a $200,000 house, put down a hundred, they mortgage $100,000, say at 4% interest rate, they're still going to be paying the first 5 to 7 years. They're not even going to be touching the principal. They're just paying on the interest. And when you look at the amortization, what's due after they do the standard traditional mortgage, they're still going to, you know, even though they're paying down, they're still going to owe monies. I mean, when you at the end, with if it doesn't appreciate, etc. So with the reverse mortgage, well, they won't necessarily owe money. It depends on how much it's gone up or whatever, but they're paying out that money every month. So with this, they're not making that monthly payment at all, okay? And that extra $100,000 is probably, we'll go through numbers, probably what are they going to owe, $200,000 later? If it's 20 years, I guess we have to go through numbers, but I'm just ballparking for people to be able to see that it's worth digging into this and seeing what your actual numbers are and how you can actually make your money work for you than against you by doing it this way.
So the best way to get to that answer is to first explain exactly how, let's just backtrack for a moment and discuss how the reverse mortgage works, because the thing that I hear the most from many of the clients that we work with is, there's no way, this is too good to be true, there's no way that I can stay in my home or purchase a home and never have to pay another mortgage payment ever again. You know, and that's, I think that's where a lot of the misconceptions about the reverse mortgage comes into play. You know, many people, when they say this is too good to be true, or when they ask, you know, how is that possible for you to do? How do you make your money? Where does your money come from? The simple answer is this is the way that the reverse mortgage works. Okay, you can do a reverse mortgage. Yes, it is true. You can never have to pay another mortgage payment ever again. Your only responsibility are your taxes and the insurance. Now, there is an interest rate, just like any other mortgage, there is an interest rate. Right now, fixed rates on the reverse mortgage are in the upper fours, low fives, probably let's just say 5% for a fixed rate. A variable rate reverse mortgage, which is the more popular program right now because reverse mortgage rates are extremely stable. They really haven't moved much, you know, up or down in over 5 years. Reverse mortgage rates on the variable rates are around 3-3.5%. So they're very, very low. And the interest is added to the balance of the loan. Okay, so on a traditional mortgage,
instead of making a payment, making a payment to the bank, the interest is added, okay.
Right. So if you're making a payment to the bank every month, you're paying mostly interest, if you're lucky, a good amount, maybe a little bit of a principal. With a reverse mortgage, the interest is added to the balance that becomes due when the reverse mortgage comes due. And the reverse mortgage comes due when the last remaining homeowner leaves the house, whether it's through selling the home and moving to a different house or through passing away. When the reverse mortgage comes due, the house is then passed on to the homeowner's heirs. The heirs can decide whether they would like to sell the home. If they sell the home, they pay off the amount of money that was taken from the reverse mortgage plus the amount of interest that accumulated during the time that their parents or grandparents were in the reverse mortgage. Okay. Once they pay off the reverse mortgage, any amount of equity left in the home goes to the heirs. That is theirs to keep, and that's their inheritance.
Because I'm just going to throw this out here and not go into because we will go into detail something. But since you had so many years in the lending regular mortgage business, and now this too, the with the amortization schedule, is it almost the same as what it would have been if they did it the other way, but they were making the payments, which this is better to have the money, or is there a big difference? Because is the interest rate amortized over like 10, 20, 30 years, or it's not because there's nothing going towards principal? It's just what?
Correct. So what happens is the interest is added to the balance from month to month.
But how's the interest figured, though? Like when you figure the 4.7 or 4.5% or whatever it is, if it's not a variable, if it's fixed rate, does it get added? Is it figured out like it is on a traditional mortgage? So you know when you look and see how much has actually been paid on that mortgage?
It's compounding interest just like a traditional mortgage.
Oh, really?
It's compounding interest just like a traditional mortgage. Now, the interest does accrue over time, and your balance from year to year, you are paying interest on your balance from year to year. So,
and it's not getting paid down, so you end up ultimately paying, there's going to be more, but it doesn't mean that it's astronomical depending on your age, right? Actually.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
That makes sense.
And you know, the purpose of the reverse mortgage is to create more liquidity during your retirement. It's to be able
Fantastic.
To fund your retirement through the equity in your home. One of the things that we discuss with our clients is let's discuss your goals. You know, if you prefer to not make payments, you never have to make a payment on your reverse mortgage, but you certainly can. You know, if you want to preserve the equity in your home, let's say if you want to pass the house to your heirs or to your children or grandchildren, you know, and you want them to be able to remain in the home, you know, when you pass away, you can choose to make payments on the reverse mortgage. You can customize this reverse mortgage. So, you know, a client could sit down with me and say, you know what, Steve, you know, we really want to leave the home to our daughter or to our son. You know, how can we structure this so the interest is not going to have to be paid back at the end? So they can just pay off whatever we took from the reverse mortgage and pay that off and be able to keep the home. So what we do in that case is we sit down with them and we calculate, okay, here's how much you're going to need to pay towards the interest to make sure that your balance is never going to grow.
So it's not going to keep growing.
Correct.
This is awesome. So, of course, there's no prepayment penalty. If they go in and they do a variable rate, if they start in at 2.5 or 3 or something, is there a conversion factor? Are they able to convert it at any time if they want to convert it to a fixed rate?
You can't take a variable and convert it to a fixed, but there are built-in protections. There are government built-in protections that are guaranteed and insured through FHA and through HUD. So if you do a variable rate, you can do what's called an annual variable rate, and it's different than a traditional variable rate. The annual program, the annual variable rate program, your interest rate actually locks in once per year. So let's say
wow.
you start out, let's say you close on your reverse mortgage, you know, tomorrow, and your interest rate is a variable rate at 3.5%, okay? That rate remains that rate for 1 year. After a year, it could adjust up or down, but it can never adjust more than 5% in a lifetime and 2% per year. And that
wow,
gives you,
great.
Again, we come back to peace of mind. You know that the interest rates, even if the market goes haywire and interest rates really start to soar, which we don't expect anytime soon, and historically reverse mortgage rates have been extraordinarily stable over time, but in the event
wow.
that rates do go up, the homeowner is protected that their rate will not go up more than 2% per year and 5% capped in a
That's
lifetime.
Fantastic. That is. You know, we've only got about 23 minutes left, so if it's okay with you, I'm not going to take any commercial breaks. If you don't mind.
Sure, let's roll.
Just
yeah.
rolling through. I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but so you've got a couple that moves into the house. At what point does a house, you have to sell it? You can't turn this over to your family, right? You have to either refinance or you know, pay off this reverse mortgage if the family's going to want to keep the house. But so there's a husband and wife, and one passes away, the second spouse can stay in the property right until they pass away?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The reverse
okay,
mortgage
so,
does not come due until the last remaining homeowner leaves the house.
Okay. What happens if they go to a care home?
If they go to a care home, and that's a very common question. I'm glad you asked. If they go to a short-term care facility, it's you know what? It's expected almost because this is a loan for senior homeowners. And, you know, senior homeowners, well, you know, we hope that they're going to be healthy and active. It's not always the case. And there's many cases where they do need to go into a short-term care facility. That is okay. It is completely fine to go into a short-term care facility. With the reverse mortgage, you need to occupy the house at least 6 months out of the year. It needs to be your primary residence. So if it's going to be a long-term care, more than 6 months, at that point, the homeowner is probably going to want to sell the house anyway because they're not going to have any use for the home any longer. You know, so you can
right.
sell the home at that point, or your heirs can help you sell the home at that point, pay off the reverse mortgage. Any equity left, it will be yours to keep, and then you can move in to the long-term care facility.
What about if they want to be snowbirds and they just want to have the reverse mortgage on a property, say, up in Maryland, and they want to buy a property in Florida? You notice you said it has to be your principal residence, right? So are
right.
you, as long as you're in the property 6 months, are you allowed to have a second residence and then come back and forth?
You can have second residence, third, fourth, fifth, as long as the home that has the reverse mortgage on it is being occupied at least 6 months out of the year, that
That's
technically
fantastic.
Makes it your primary residence. You can have as many homes as you want. And we encourage that. You know, part of what we try to encourage our clients to do is live life, you know, live life how you want to live it. You only live once. So live life,
exactly.
travel,
you're not taking it
see
with
the
you
world.
Well, because family too. Yeah. That's wonderful. I love it. Well, this is great. Now, we're going to I'm sold on it. We're going to get into calculations. You can take us through a couple different scenarios if you don't mind, but I want to ask a couple questions first. Okay. Here it is. Tell me what are the downsides? There's got to be some downside. Not that it's not overall to anything, there's a downside, and there's pluses and minuses. It sounds like I'm sold on it. It sounds like this is definitely something for people to look into, especially, you know, for it to be able to have that peace of mind monthly and not have to write out those big checks, mortgage payment checks when they have a mortgage, et cetera, or equity lines. What's the downside?
Sure. Well, the reverse, you know, while it is a fantastic and great program, it's certainly not for everybody. So a downside is, you know, if you are 100% set on leaving the home and all the equity in the home to your heirs and children and grandchildren, at that point, the reverse mortgage might not be for you. And what we do is we sit down with our clients and discuss their goals. And if that is their goal, then we will explain to them all the options that they have available to them. But it might not be for them, you know, because you need to understand before entertaining the reverse mortgage or before getting into a reverse mortgage, you got to understand the way it works. And with the way it works, you are going to owe more on your reverse mortgage each and every year you have the reverse mortgage. And that's because of the way the interest works. Correct. It's
okay.
Negative amortization. So you will owe more from year to year. And you just need to understand that. And if it's something that is not comfortable with you, and then it might not be for you. You know, if you want to leave all the equity in the home to your children or grandchildren, then you really got to sit down and decide whether it's going to be beneficial for you to do the reverse mortgage and accomplish any financial goals you might have in the short term and throughout retirement, or if it's more important to leave all the equity in the home to your children.
It sounds like where you were saying when they could take 60% of the funds at closing if they wanted to, and then 40% would be a line of credit, they might be able to take 60% of that money, work with their financial advisor on purchasing, you know, stocks or equity, you know, mutual funds or whatever, taking that profit, and that profit, lesser, I mean, whatever their taxes are on the profit, they could take that and maybe work out a plan with you to not have the negative, not have the interest be so high, right? So there's
sure,
so many ways
sure.
to do this. It's like a lot of different ways to, where if they're able to get, make, you know, 10% return on their money, which is really high, maybe that could work in even, yeah, just sound, because they're not having to make the monthly payments, I think that sounds like it can go a long ways if it's leveraged. I guess that's where you guys come in the financial planners, huh?
So, absolutely. We are huge advocates of the financial planning community, and it's very important to make sure that, you know, before doing a reverse, which talk to an advisor. You know, now one thing we haven't mentioned during this conversation today is the HUD, the Department of Housing, before you get a reverse mortgage, they require you to do what's called reverse mortgage counseling. And the counseling can be done over the phone or in person. And the reason for the counseling is to have a third party who does not have any interest at all, whether you do or don't do a reverse mortgage. You know, their job is to make sure that you understand the program. Their job is to make sure that you're working with a reputable and licensed company. And then they are also there to answer any questions about the program that you might have and to help guide you through, you know, they're going to look at your financial situation. They're going to look at the total picture. And they're going to help guide you whether the reverse mortgage is something that truly is beneficial for you or not. So that service is a part of getting the reverse mortgage. There is a cost for that. The cost for most companies is anywhere between $99 to $125. Absolutely very, very well worth it. Many times what we're able to do here is we're able to wrap in that cost as a part of the closing cost. So if the client cannot afford to pay the money out of pocket, we will cover the expense for them up front so they can pay it through the settlement. And it just makes the process a lot easier so they don't have to come out of pocket with a single dollar to be able to get into the reverse mortgage.
Wow. You know what? I can't believe it's flying by already. We're going to have you back also because we only have about 16 minutes left and there's so much
more
we want
to
go over. Absolutely. I'm going to put Stephen's last phone number is 443-901-7680, 443-901-7680. I want to – you sent over some different examples of purchase, reverse mortgage, and then also reverse purchase. You want to go over that a little bit because we're running out of time,
sure.
Believe it or not. Okay.
Sure. So let's start with a regular reverse mortgage. Let's move on to the purchase after we cover a regular reverse mortgage. So
okay.
There's many different ways to structure a reverse mortgage. And in the example that I worked up here, I took a 71-year-old homeowner, okay? A home value of $300,000 with a mortgage of $50,000. Okay.
Okay.
what we would be able to do for this particular borrower, the first thing is we would eliminate that $50,000 mortgage. That would be paid off. Therefore, they would never be responsible to make that payment ever again. In addition to paying off the $50,000 mortgage, the homeowner also has access to $46,000 right away at settlement and a line of credit available to them 1 year from the day of closing of $72,000.
Okay.
And that's in addition, wow, that's in addition to paying off their existing mortgage. So what that does, number one, it eliminates their mortgage payment. That money can go back into their pocket every month. They have the option to take up to $46,000 right away at settlement.
And that's
furthermore,
their additional line. That's their 60%. Okay.
Furthermore, $72,000 would be available to them through a growing line of credit. And let's touch on that briefly. I know we're short on time, but this is actually best thing about the reverse mortgage. This is the number one feature about the reverse mortgage that truly makes it a financial planning tool. The line of credit is a growing line of credit, which means each year you have more money available to you. And it grows. Right now, the growth on the line of credit is between 4 to 4.5%.
Great.
That is rapid growth, and that's so the easiest way to explain it is, let's just say you have a credit card, okay, and your credit card has a $50,000 limit. Each year, your limit is being increased by 4%, so you can borrow more and more as the years go. This particular homeowner, okay, on this scenario that I worked up, let's just assume that they want to take the $46,000 at settlement, and we pay off their mortgage, they start with a line of credit of $72,000. Year five, if they just let that $72,000 sit there, they didn't touch it, 5 years from now, it's all the way up to $87,000.
Okay.
10 years from now, it's $111,000. So what this does is this truly becomes a financial planning tool. They can take the $46,000, use that to either do upgrades to the home, pay off credit card debt, use it for whatever, travel the world, whatever they want to use it for, and then they still have this line of credit that's going to provide them with financial security throughout the rest of their life and throughout their retirement.
This is fantastic.
Now,
yes,
if they wanted to, they could take that $46,000 that they have available to them and say, you know what, let's just put it all in the line of credit. Let's grow that line of credit as large as possible. So in that case, they would start off with a line of credit of $156,000. 5 years of growth on that, it's almost $190,000.
Because they're getting that
189,000 and some change. Correct.
They're getting that 4 to 4.5%. Well, what would stop them from taking that extra 4 and 4.5 and paid on that interest?
They certainly could. They certainly could.
It could almost be like, well, if they paid on the interest with this type of loan, it's because it's negative amortization, will it still reduce it or will it keep growing? It's got to, though, right, because it's figured out on the amount that's due?
Well, if they want to
make payments
to pay it down, I can customize this. And it's a very easy calculation. We look at the amount of interest per year. We divide it by 12 months and say this is how much per month you need to make payments on in order for the interest not to be added to the balance, for your balance to stay the same. So it's a very simple calculation.
As a payment, though. It's not as much of a payment. That's fantastic.
Oh, no. It'll be a fraction of what a normal mortgage payment would be.
Wow. And then doing that line of credit in addition, that's fantastic.
Yeah, the line of credit is really what makes it a financial planning tool, because the growth allows for more and more money to become available each and every year. And then we can move on to, because I know we got a lot to cover in a short period of time. This hour is flying
by.
This has been a lot of,
it's been a lot of fun, though.
Okay. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome.
A reverse mortgage purchase, okay? So we'll cover this pretty quickly. A reverse mortgage purchase on a $250,000 home, okay? And I worked up just an estimate for a couple who is 64 and also 74. So it's going to be based on the age of the youngest borrower. So this was for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, let's say, Mrs. Smith is 64. It's going to be based on her age. They want to buy a home for $250,000. The amount of money that would be needed to bring for them to bring to closing would be $128,796. So if they brought that's the amount of money that they would need to put down, they could purchase the home with that, using only that down payment, and then they would be in a reverse mortgage for the rest of the money.
Well, what it, just say somebody sold their house for, say it's a husband and wife, and they sell their house for $700,000, and they made a $500,000 profit. There's no taxes on that because they're married and they've lived in the property for over 5 years. So just say they don't have any taxes on $500,000. They could turn around, downsize, go get a $250,000 house. Of the $500,000, they'd be able to give you guys $130,000. Well, give, you know what I mean, $128,796, right? They'd give that money. The rest of their money they could invest and put in their stocks, market, mutual funds, whatever they want, because it doesn't matter what their assets are under this program at all, right?
Correct. Well, it does matter what their assets are. However, if they have good credit or even marginal credit, as long as their credit for the past 2 years has been decent, it doesn't have to be perfect, you know,
they have too much. No, if they have too much, it doesn't matter. They're still allowed to take this loan. It doesn't matter.
Oh, for sure. Like absolutely.
So they could have all that money working for them in another way. Then they could do this. This is just wonderful. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
The reverse mortgage purchase is best for is it's best for the homeowner that says, okay, we're going to buy, let's say, a $300,000 house, and they're planning on paying cash for it. Well, why not buy that house for $150,000, okay, pocket the rest of the 150, or reinvest that 150 to maximize that amount of money. It allows the homeowner to just keep cash in their pocket instead of having to pay the full purchase price in cash.
That's fantastic.
And then once they're in the reverse mortgage, it works the exact same way as a regular reverse mortgage. You know, it's negative amortization. You know, at the end of the reverse mortgage, when the last homeowner leaves the home, the reverse mortgage will be due. Now, one other thing that we got to get in this call before we wrap everything up, we haven't discussed another key feature of the reverse mortgage, which is the reverse mortgage insurance.
That is a major thing
with the reverse mortgage. So every single reverse mortgage, you're required to have what's called reverse mortgage insurance. And what that insurance guarantees is that you will never owe on your home more than can be paid simply by selling the house. So let's say you do a reverse mortgage, and you're in the reverse mortgage for 25 years. The interest is accumulating over time, and you pass away, the house is left to your children. And let's say the home is worth $300,000, but you actually, by being in the reverse mortgage so long, you actually owe $400,000 on the reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage insurance guarantees that your heirs will not be responsible to cover that difference. That is a key feature, and that's what really gives you the peace of mind to know that you can do this reverse mortgage, and your heirs will never be in the position where they have to come up with a single dollar
out
of their pocket
to
pay this off.
They have to give the house back, or?
Well, if they want to keep the home, then they would have. Mm-hmm. Then all they would have to pay is 95% of the value of the home at the time, and they can still keep the house. Or they just say, you know what, my parents or my grandparents, they were in a reverse mortgage. You know, they owe more on the home than what the house is worth. We have no interest in the house, so here you go. And they would then give the house to the reverse mortgage lender. The lender would sell the home. Now, if the lender sells the home and there is a profit, that profit still goes to the heirs. However, the heirs will never be responsible to come up out of pocket with a single dollar if there is a balance higher than the value of the house at the time.
Value of the house at the time that they're
value of the house at the time. Let's say their parents pass away and the house is passed on to their heirs. They will never owe more than the value of the house at the time. So at worst, they break even and just walk away.
At best,
they make a profit off the house, and they're able to walk away with an inheritance.
So they can, if it's worth $500,000 and there's $300,000 due and it's 95% of the current. Okay. Great. Wow. It just seems like a no-brainer.
It's a fantastic program. I am extremely passionate about it, and I think I get a little loud. I talk fast at times, and it's
kind of
passion
you're
coming through the phone.
Wonderful.
But we're extremely passionate
wonderful.
About it here, and we love to, you know, the thing that touches us the most is the stories that we've been lucky enough to hear over the years from our clients. You know, a great story before I keep saying before we have to wrap up. I feel like I feel like this has gone by in about 10 minutes here.
I told you it would go by really fast. I told you it would go by. It's fly.
Christmas time, this past Christmas season, I had a client that came to a seminar, husband and wife, very, very nice couple out of Baltimore. We did a reverse mortgage for them, and we helped them, you know, in a really difficult period of time. You know, they had a lot of things going on. This reverse mortgage really made a huge impact in their life. And the wife of the two, she called me up and she said, "Steve, I got a gift for you. Come on over and pick it up." And I remembered when I was at the house meeting with this client to begin their reverse mortgage application, she told me what a great cook she was. So I showed up there. She had a still hot lasagna. That's her specialty. That's her special dish for Christmas. Made me a homemade lasagna with a card that said, "Because of you, we've now achieved peace of mind." And I have that card hanging. I have that card in my office hanging above my desk because that's what it's all about. That's why we come to work here every day.
It absolutely is.
I have it. I have a picture of the card and a picture of the lasagna on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/reverse mortgage seminars. And if you go to facebook.com/reverse mortgage seminars or just in the search engine on top, just hit reverse mortgage seminars and search. And if you look through our pictures, there's a picture of the card and a picture of the lasagna that she made. And it was very, very touching. It was very touching. It's actually a little difficult to talk about now, but that's why we're so passionate about this program, and that's why we come to work every day, and we work as hard as we can for every single client.
You're just making it such a difference. That's fantastic. And so, perfect timing. It really is perfect timing. I want to mention real fast, you had sent an article over, and I just want to give this to the listeners. There's a reverse mortgage calculator at www.mortgageprofessor.com, and mortgage is abbreviated. So it's www.mismary, T as in Tom, G as in girl, professor.com. If they want to try to kind of figure the numbers out, because I'm sure everybody's going to be really curious to see how the numbers would work.
I've played around with the calculator a little bit. The calculator will come very, very close. Or, you know, if there's anybody out there that's listening that wants more of a specific quote, if you come to our website, it's bayshorereverse.com, and go to the estimator. You can put in your information. Just ask for some very brief, home value, what you owe in your home, name, and email. Plug that in. I'll crunch the figures personally myself and get back to you. And this way we're sure that the figures are 100% accurate.
I love it. This is fantastic. This has been such a pleasure. We have to have you back, too. And we'll definitely refer a lot of people to you, too. This is it's just so great. And the timing is perfect. It really does give exactly what you said, peace of mind. Ways for people to still make it. So if somebody's in there and they have, you know, there's a lot of people that are on Social Security that don't have any way to work out their numbers, right, and their monies, but they still have a house or property, and maybe it's only worth $200,000 and they owe $100,000, right? But they could still do it.
Right.
It just looks like it's really, it's totally. So
yeah,
wrap up, and you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to, there's an article that we looked at recently that says 1 in 5 elderly Americans die with less than $100. And if we can do anything to change that, we would really like to talk to anybody out there who's even considering a reverse mortgage or just wants to learn more about it. Because, you know, until you really learn about it and understand it and understand the peace of mind that it can bring to so many out there, you know, you don't get a true grasp of how great a program it actually is.
That's fantastic. And if somebody's married and the one spouse is younger, they can still do it, right, as long as the older spouse is over 62?
Correct. In that case, the amount of money available is going to be based on the age of the younger of the two. It's called a non-borrowing. They would be considered a non-borrowing spouse. So you can still be protected. In order to get into that, we'd have to go through a little bit more detail, and I know we don't have the time. I'm happy to take questions on that either through our website or if they call me directly, and we can get into how the protection works for the younger spouse. But there are built-in protections through HUD and through FHA to ensure that that spouse can keep the house, that they won't lose the house.
Fantastic.
However, the money that they qualify for is based on the age of the youngest of the two.
Okay. We're getting ready. We've got Stephen Sless. His number is 443-901-7680. This is Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.